The next days would take me back to the history of Paris. However, this visit made me feel that, in some very small way, I myself was now a part of it. I was able to visit some other old friends at the Orsay Museum. The old paintings of the masters have always been friends to many. They speak to us in a natural way. As communication, they have been very successful. It also seemed almost eerie. The works I now thought of as old were from merely twice the time span, back to the period of my having painted in Paris. I had lived in Paris 40 years ago, yet many of the post-impressionist works were from as recently as only 80 years ago. This is something most of us never think of in our youth. The way we also become a part of history through life's adventure. As I toured the museums, I followed the development of painting in a chronological order. Like so many other painters, for most of my life, I'd said that my best training was from contemplation before the work of the masters. Now, after so many years of painting, revisiting my school of the masters revealed even more detail to me. In La Falaise d'Etretat après Louage, Gustave Courbet had used a particular style to paint rocks, foliage, and grass, and even ocean. I understood that I had emulated it over the years. To my amazement, I had been painting both trees and soil in the style of Pissarro, as shown in many of his paintings throughout the early 1900s. I had also learned from Paul Cézanne, in La Maison du Pendu, Auvers Oise, that he painted in 1873, I had used the same methodology of painting rock facing. My roof texture was also often the same as in this earlier work of his. I had learned composition from Renoir. However, I knew I could never be the colorist that he was. I had painted the water of seascapes in the manner of Boudin from 1894, and snow in the manner of Sisley in his 1875 painting of La Neige à Marly-le-Roi. My seascape from Holland had replicated the moon by Manet from Clair de Lune sur le Port de Boulogne, painted in 1869. Mine were not copies, but they indicated a learned mannerism and technique. I was not a great, but I was a dutiful student. In most cases, I had long forgotten the source from which my technique had evolved. Like other painters all around the world, we had learned before these works and had then returned to our homelands, inspired. Other individuals have compared my seascapes blues to the emotion of the blues used by Van Gogh. I had always thought that critique to be very naive. My respect for Van Gogh had more to do with the fact that his works were simply my favorite. When I observed that, in fact, I had emulated his use of darker blues, I experienced a different emotion, one of feeling very humble. This emotion came from the fact that it seemed almost blasphemous on my part to even compare any aspect of my own work to his. My trees and grass have been conditioned by Monet from his painting of Effet de Vent, one of his 1891 works. But the most important realization came to me when I stood before the four paintings of Cathedrale de Rouen. As for the technique, I now finally understood the processes and methods the style involved. I knew that underpainting was everything when it came to that which we see. In essence, this was the main course of the meal. Using this analogy, the topical painting, that which is viewed as predominant, being the final touch by the artist, could be compared to being the dessert. That final understanding was as important to me as the ability to replicate the other techniques in my own minor way.